A familiar melody can transport you through time. Music we love is intertwined with memory, and holiday music in particular can evoke strong emotions. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Today, we celebrate one of our favorite Talk of Iowa holiday traditions. Pianist and composer Dan Knight is at the keyboard. You tell us a story about your favorite holiday song, and Dan will play it. But remember, we're not just asking for requests. Every song must have a story, and you can share yours at 866-780-9100. Join the celebration after the news. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Charity Nebbe, and this hour we observe one of our favorite holiday traditions. Dan Knight is a Steinway artist, a pianist, and composer. He is a native Iowan, but he's now on faculty as part of the dance department at the University of North Carolina. And sadly, Dan couldn't make it to Iowa for this show this year, but we are making it happen with Dan in North Carolina thanks to technology and also support from West Music Pianos, offering Iowa a wide selection of new and used pianos, including grand pianos, vertical pianos, digital pianos, keyboards, and more. West Music is Iowa's Steinway & Sons dealer. More at pianos.westmusic.com. And Dan is here with me now. Hello, Dan.
Hey, good morning, Charity.
Oh, thank you so much
Christmas
for being here.
Merry Christmas from North Carolina.
Yes, it's
Merry
wonderful to hear your voice.
It's so great to be here.
And I need to set down the ground rules because this is not just a request show. You need to share a story for Dan to play a song. So you can call us at 866-780-9100. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. You can send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. Share a story about a holiday in your past that includes a song, and Dan will play it for you. And Dan, you have a story to start us off today, right?
I do. And this one is the most amazing story. In 1990, it was the first Christmas that Julie and I were married. I was working at University Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City, and I was the director of the hospital choir. And we had a great hospital choir that year. We had probably maybe 40, 50 people, something like that. And I worked with Deb Berger, who was the lady who was the head of project art at that time, who was a marvelous person. Deb and I decided that we had enough people and we had a good enough choir that maybe what we could do would be to divide the choir into like four or five different groups, and then we just canvassed the whole hospital. So we went to the burn unit. We had people go everywhere. So we spent half an hour, and everyone went caroling to everything. So we went to pediatrics. We covered the entire place. So everybody got music. At the end of that half hour, we all got together and had a combined choir, and some folks who were there in the hospital came and sang. We just did Christmas carols. And right in the middle of this particular song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, There was this most amazing moment. It was kind of like all of a sudden something just kind of took off, and the choir and the piano just became one, and we all just kind of went somewhere else, and it was transformative. At the end of the whole thing, one of the chaplains came up with a couple of folks who I hadn't seen before, and he said, Dan, we have to tell you, something happened this evening. And I said, we could feel it. What was it? And they said there was somebody on the seventh floor who had had cancer, who had been having a very, 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 very difficult time and was passing away, but somehow they couldn't go. So right in the middle, right toward the end of Hark the Herald Angels Sing, you know, born that man no more may die, those person took off. They found their wings. And that was what we felt. So every time I hear Hark the Herald Angels Sing now, I think of that moment at University Hospitals, and I think of this beautiful moment when the words to the song really came true. So what a way to start. But
yeah.
I'm going to play Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. That's a beautiful story. And of course, we want to hear your story next. 866-780-9100. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. You can send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And Elizabeth is our first storyteller of the day from Cedar Rapids. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hey, good morning, Elizabeth.
Hello, Charity. Hello, Dan. I just wanted to ask you to play Away in a Manger. As a kindergartner back in England, over 60 years ago, that was the very first song I ever learned. And we put it on at Christmas time for parents and grandparents. At the end of our little performance, the teacher said, you can come up and choose either a doll's blanket or a pencil as your Christmas gift. And I so desperately wanted the doll's blanket. By the time my name got called, there were no doll's blankets left. And I got a pencil, and I cried, and I cried. And I was devastated for the whole day that I didn't get this doll's blanket.
Oh, no.
And yes, but I am over it now.
I was going to say, and somehow through time that's transformed into a good memory.
It has. I just remember being a little girl, learning those lines and being excited to have my parents come and hear me sing.
All right. Well, Dan, can you play that for us? Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Sure.
Thank you.
I think that's one of those carols that really takes a lot of us back to childhood. I know every time I sing it with my kids, I think about learning it when I was 4 or 5 years old. And it's a simple one for kids to learn. And I think owning that knowledge of the song is a powerful thing when you learn a song as a child.
It is.
All right. We have more stories to share. And of course, more phone lines open for you. 866-780-9100 is the number to call. 866-780-9100. And here's a very brief story from Facebook. And it says, let's see, let me make sure I know who it comes from. This is from Joyce. She says, my favorite carol is In the Bleak Midwinter. I first heard this carol when I was 8 or 9 years old, living in Pittsburgh during World War II, and it's been my favorite ever since. That's not a carol I'm familiar with. Dan, do you know that one?
It's one of my favorites, too. It was, and I love this melody. Isn't that just beautiful?
That is truly beautiful. 866-780-9100 is the number to call. And I have a story. This is from someone that you know, Dan, but the name is not attached. So you'll have to fill that in for us. But it says, my Christmas story is about a time in 2006 that Dan Knight, my dad, Don Blue, and I recorded a CD to raise money for a brand new Steinway concert grand for Ottumwa's new Bridgeview Center. So who is this from?
Oh, it would have to be Tony.
Blue. Now, yes. He says, we were to record it at the St. John Auditorium at Indian Hills Ottumwa campus. We were to be on stage at 1 o'clock. I showed up a little early, went in through the stage door entrance at the back parking lot. Dan was there, and we chatted as I set up my bass equipment. After about 45 minutes, Dan asked me where my dad could be. I told him I had no idea, but I'd go look around. I found Dad outside the front entrance with all his equipment. Unfortunately, that door was locked and he couldn't get in. He was livid. I let him in and we went in to do the recording. My dad was so upset that he never listened to that CD. Many years later, the last Christmas before his death, he was at my house for a Christmas meal. I played the CD, and after about three or four songs, my dad said, "Who is this playing?" I said, "This is the Christmas CD we cut with Dan Knight." He said, "Wow, I never listened to it." The music continued, and he sat and listened carefully, but never said anything. Then Dan played the Christmas song as a solo. When the song was over, my dad turned to me and said, "That's the best version of that song I ever heard. It has remained a favorite of my family, and I can't listen to it and not think of my dad."
Oh, well, these guys, yeah, that was a whole wonderful thing. That was most amazing, that recording. Don Blue was probably one of the greatest musicians I've ever worked with. He was the first jazz musician I ever heard alive, and he's from Ottumwa, Iowa, of all things, you know? So just goes to show you, excellence is not site-specific.
Right. You can find it everywhere.
So I shall play that for my brother Tony and for his dad.
Today's show is made possible by West Music Pianos, offering Iowa a wide selection of new and used pianos, including grand pianos, vertical pianos, digital pianos, keyboards, and more. West Music is Iowa's Steinway & Sons dealer. More at pianos.westmusic.com. And we'll continue our holiday tradition with pianist and composer Dan Knight on Talk of Iowa in a moment. This is Talk of Iowa. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, we're celebrating one of our favorite holiday traditions. Dan Knight, a Steinway artist, a pianist, and composer, is here with us through the magic of technology. He
yes.
is at the keyboard today, and what you need to do is share a story with us. Tell us a story about something that has to do with the holiday season and include one of your favorite Christmas songs or holiday songs, and Dan will play it for you. But you have to share a story to get your song. The number to call is 866-780-9100. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. We have a couple of lines open for you right now. Again, 866-780-9100. And I need to mention again that the show is made possible today by West Music Pianos, offering Iowa a wide selection of new and used pianos, including grand pianos, vertical pianos, digital pianos, keyboards, and more. West Music is Iowa's Steinway & Sons dealer. More at pianos.westmusic.com. And Dan, let's go back to the phones. Ben is on the line in Des Moines. Hi, Ben.
Hey, good
Hi.
Morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Good
hey,
morning.
Dan, it's Ben Alloway from Des Moines.
Oh, Ben, how are you?
I was
just thinking of your song the other day, man. You know, this guy's a great composer. He's just a fantastic composer. And he did a song that we did through the Iowa Composers Forum, and I think it's going to be a standard one of these days. So it was quite nice. So Ben, how are you?
You're nice. I'm great. And, your last caller reminded me of a very early musical experience in my life. I think the first time I went Christmas caroling, I was probably about 4 years old, and we had a neighbor who was very elderly and was not well, and so the neighborhood gathered on her front lawn outside of her bedroom window, and we sang carols. I just remember singing Silent Night. That's the one that I remember. And just that first experience of people coming together to sing, you know, for some other purpose than just singing, but to help someone. And just that beautiful memory. And she died not too long after that. And so that was just that was a very strong, has always been a very strong connection for me with that song. And I thought I couldn't pass up a chance to hear you play that. I bet you can. So
oh, bless you. Thank you for calling in. It's wonderful to hear you. Wonderful to hear your voice. We'll be happy to do this.
Ben, thank you so much for that one. And let's go next to Cheryl in Iowa City. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Charity and Dan.
Hi, what's your story, Cheryl?
Hey, Cheryl, how are you?
Hi, Dan. I moved to Iowa in 1977. And that first Christmas, I decided to go back to North Carolina, my home state. It snowed a huge amount the day I was supposed to fly back, huge amount. And my street was not cleared, and so I had to go to the airport. I left to go to the airport the day after it snowed. I left 4 hours before my flight because I was assuming it was going to take me a long time to get there, being from North Carolina. Well, interstates were totally clear. Easy path all the way up there. Not only did I make my flight, they put me on an earlier one because my original flight was overbooked. So I went early to Chicago to change planes. And so what I'd like to hear in this hot Iowa winter right now is Let It Snow.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's one a lot of people would like to hear these days. Cheryl, thank you so much for sharing your story. Dan, we're having an unusually warm winter here in Iowa.
Oh, well, hey, I miss it. I miss cold weather.
So do a lot of people in Iowa this year.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see some snow. We had a lot of rain so far today in much of the state.
That's not
It's about
good.
50 degrees here. So,
oh no,
maybe snow in January this year. At least it should be good for people who are trying to drive places for the Christmas holiday.
Let's hope for it. Yes.
Oh, Cheryl, thank you so much for your call. Let's go to Warren on the line in Ames now. Hi, Warren.
Oh, hi. Thanks very much for taking your call. I enjoy your show. In any case, I just wanted to give a little credit to a batch of Korean orphans in December, the 25th, Christmas Eve, just before Christmas Eve. I was in a tent, luckily, in Korea, in my sleeping bag, and we heard the truck rumbling through the camp, and I guess the chaplain must have arranged it, but it was an army truck full of Korean girl orphans, female orphans, from a nearby orphanage. Most of them lost their families during the war. And they all sang Silent Night, Holy Night in Korean for us as a tribute, which was rather nice. And I'm just reminded of that. I thought it would be nice to share that with others.
Oh, Warren, what was that like to hear them singing that so far away from home?
It was just amazing. We didn't understand a word of it. I mean, I knew a little Korean, but not Silent Night in Korean. But they were all out there, and they sang lustily, and it was colder than you could believe. I mean, that Siberian wind was blowing down from the north. It was quite cool. We're just outside Wijambu. But anyway, I think they deserve a lot of credit, and I'm sure they may not even be around anymore, many of them growing up. But anyway, that was just something I wanted to share.
Well,
so,
Warren,
to you all.
We're so happy you made it through all of that.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Thank you very much. You take care. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Certainly a song that comes up often for a lot of people, memories. And you can share your memories with us, 866-780-9100. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. I'm here with pianist and composer Dan Knight today, celebrating one of our favorite holiday traditions. And we have another repeat song, but Anthony has a beautiful story to go with it. Anthony on the line from Mount Vernon. Hello, Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. Good morning.
Hello. Merry Christmas. How are y'all
Merry
doing?
Merry Christmas. Oh, we're doing great now. It feels like Christmas to me, for sure.
It does. My story is that I was 6 years old, and my grandfather had built a church, and my father and his sister, my aunt, taught our little school class the first carol I'd ever heard, or actually ever learned, which was Away in the Manger, and my dad passed away last month. So I just wanted to make that request for him.
Aww.
Anthony, thank you so much for your call. And you can call us 866-780-9100. Remember how this works. You need to share a story to hear your song, and we would love to hear your stories. Next up, let's go to Rush in Stanwood. Hello, Rush.
Hello.
Good morning, Rush.
I'm so glad. Thank you. I'm so glad to be able to share this story. This is a Christmas song that
I like to sing all year round when my children were smaller, because, you know, when they're younger, they lose things. And then I would sing the first part of Far, Far Away on Judea's Plains, and they'd look at me with that quizzical look, and I'd say, well, that's where we're going to find it.
Oh.
So it's dad humor.
Yeah.
You know what,
I'll bet your kids have some very fond memories of that.
And well, I've done that. I've done that
it,
with.
That's for sure.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm gonna hope that this is the hymn tune that you use for that, because.
Rush, thank you so much for your call. Dan, we're experiencing a few dropouts, so hopefully you stay with us here through the magic of technology.
There we go.
We will continue on and hope that things continue to work. Let's go next to Nicholas in Cedar Rapids. Hi, Nicholas.
Hey, Nicholas. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. You know, growing up, Christmas never really started until you could see Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, and one of our old favorites, Charlie Brown Christmas. And that one says piano music for the Christmas season, like a Charlie Brown Christmas. I used to love the Christmas Time Is Here song. I was wondering if you could play that.
Oh, you bet. You know, and you see, you're old enough to remember that you only got to hear that once a year because they didn't have it in recording. I mean, so you had one shot at it every year to hear the song, and I love it. So here you go.
But that was my first Christmas album.
Nice. That certainly says Christmas to generations of people now.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
Here's an email from Cindy in Tipton. She says, my special Christmas song is Silver Bells. My father died suddenly at the age of 49 in 1978. Surviving him were his beloved wife and six children. I was the oldest at 26, and my youngest sister was 10. Dad loved to sing and had a beautiful tenor voice. He couldn't play the piano himself, but he and my mom thought it was important that their children learn to play. Dad so enjoyed singing songs while one of us accompanied him. Silver Bells was a song that I often played for him while he sang, and I always think of him when I hear this song.
Thank you.
And here's a fun one from Buffy in Iowa City. This is a happy and fun memory from when our children were quite small. Dan, as a very young pianist, would perform at holiday events at the University Athletic Club. One of our holiday traditions was to attend the Santa brunch after church services. The one thing that would get all of the children out of their chairs, in addition to Santa Claus, was when Dan would start playing the theme song from Charlie Brown's Christmas. It was adorable, and the children loved it.
Oh, hey, my wife and I were just talking about that the other day. I miss this Santa Claus brunch. So, hey, this goes to all of those hundreds of kids that I used to play for. There.
The show is made possible today by West Music Pianos, offering Iowa a wide selection of new and used pianos, including grand pianos, vertical pianos, digital pianos, keyboards, and more. West Music is Iowa's Steinway & Sons dealer. More at pianos.westmusic.com. We'll continue in a moment on Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, we're celebrating one of our favorite holiday traditions with pianist and composer Dan Knight. And he is here with us from North Carolina today because he couldn't make it back to Iowa to do this show this year.
Oh.
I do want to say another thank you to West Music Pianos for making the show possible today, offering Iowa a wide selection of new and used pianos, including grand pianos, vertical pianos, digital pianos, keyboards, and more. West Music is Iowa's Steinway & Sons dealer. More at pianos.westmusic.com. And this is how the show works. You tell us a story that includes a holiday song, and Dan will play that song for you. 866-780-9100. And we have two different people who want the same song. So I'm going to read you an email, and then we'll take the call. And so we'll get two stories for one song. This is a great story. This is from Betsy in Ames, who I believe is also a friend of yours, Dan. She said,
"Oh, hey,
my family lived in Albany, New York in the 1950s and befriended Kim Gannon, who wrote I'll Be Home for Christmas. My parents were invited to a holiday party in the Gannon home, and my mother still tells the story of sitting on the piano bench beside Mr. Gannon as he played and sang his famous song. She just turned 92 last Thursday, and to this day, if I ever sing a wrong lyric to that song, she is quick to correct me." So that is wonderful. But we have another I'll Be Home for Christmas story as well. So Iris is on the line in Iowa City. Hi, Iris.
Hello.
Hi,
Iris.
Good morning.
Hi, what's your story?
I moved to Iowa about 11 years ago and stayed after college. I'd taken a job, a part-time job in retail about 3 years ago so that I could afford to go home to Albuquerque, New Mexico for Christmas. And around the holidays, they start playing Christmas songs on a loop, and it gets annoying, and every song made me grumpy except for that one. And that was the year that we had a really large blizzard, and I had to drive from Iowa City to Des Moines the night before, trying to beat the blizzard to the airport, playing I'll Be Home for Christmas in the car.
Oh, and you made it, Iris?
I made it home for Christmas.
Oh, good. Thank you so much for sharing. I'll Be Home for Christmas, Dan. Let's go back to the phones, 866-780-9100. And again, this is a song we've already played, in fact, already played it a couple of times, but it's such a beautiful story that we're going to do it again. Scott is on the line in Mason City. Hi, Scott.
Hello, Scott.
Hi. When my son was in Iraq, they were in a forward observation, watching a bombed-out village. And it was Christmas Eve, and he always carried a harmonica with him. And at midnight, he started playing Silent Night, and out of the bombed-out village comes an old, out-of-tune piano that caught up with him when he played the second stanza.
Wow.
And then there was just silence.
That's beautiful. And it takes us back to the Christmas truce in World War I, too. That song has a lot of memories. Scott, thank you so much for calling. Luann is up next from Kansas City. Hi, Luann.
Hi.
Hi, what's your story?
When I was in high school, our chorus was learning a very challenging and exciting piece of music by Benjamin Britten called A Ceremony of Carol.
Oh, yes.
And it opens and closes with a Gregorian chant in Latin, and my mother used to work at night at the hospital, and she'd come home in the dark and check on her teenagers. And one night she came home and heard me singing that Gregorian chant in the dark in my sleep.
It was so deeply imprinted on your brain, huh?
Yes, yes. And my favorite song from the Ceremony of Carol is This Little Babe, So Few Days Old.
Oh, Luann. That one? Thanks for calling.
You know, it's there back in the recesses of my mind, so we'll see if I can pull it up.
Does Luann need to sing for you, Dan?
Yes, can you sing it for me?
Yes. This little babe, so few days old, has come to rifle Satan's bold. All held up at his presence
sake,
sure. So he himself got it?
Sure.
That's great. Luann, thank you so much for your call. And we're going to go to Nathan in Johnston next. Hi, Nathan.
Hi.
Hi, what's your story?
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Well, when I was, I guess I was 9 or 10 years old, I was in third grade. We were living in Concordia, Missouri, outside of Kansas City. And my dad was going to a seminary to become a Methodist pastor. And
sure.
He was going to seminary at St. Paul's. Which is a theology school down there, and they had a Christmas party, and they told all the kids of all of the pastors to be to bring their favorite Christmas albums, and they would, you know, play a song or two from a bunch of the albums. So I brought my very favorite album to this Christmas party, and I pointed out the song I wanted them to play, and I put it on the stack, and I kept a pretty close eye on it as they were working their way through the stack, and I saw the pastor that was in control of the record player looked at my Christmas album, and he set it aside. And I went over there right away, and I said, "Why are you not going to play my song?" And he goes, "Well, it's not a Christian song." And so no one ever got to hear what is, I believe, the finest Christmas album ever created, which is the Star Wars Christmas album.
So, was that out of their Christmas special that aired in 78? Is that
no? Completely separate, completely separate. But there's a bunch of great songs on it, and they're pretty lame, really. But the one that's my favorite is "What Do You Get a Wookiee for Christmas When He Already Owns a Comb?"
I don't know if Dan knows. I'm totally stumped. I'm going to have to look that up. This is that I didn't even know there that existed.
That's wonderful.
Oh, see?
Well, Dan, maybe because this is a Star Wars Christmas for so many people, maybe just a little bit of there you go. Thank you so much for your call.
Merry Christmas.
That's wonderful. Ruth is on the line next in Winterset. Hello, Ruth.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, what's your story?
It was 1953, and I ruined my mother-in-law's dinner because that was the day our son was born.
Oh, well, that's a good way to ruin a dinner.
It wasn't. I don't think we've missed a meal since, either one of us. And they asked about it. Do you know the song, "Come On, Ring Those Bells, Light the Christmas Tree"? Do you know that song?
Oh.
Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Da-da-da-da-da, born for you and me. No?
Sure. Como used to sing that on his Christmas special every year.
Oh, great. And
yeah, what a deal.
Ruth, thank you so much, and I'm glad you have so much to celebrate on Christmas Day. Let's go to Kevin in Johnston next. Hello, Kevin.
Good morning.
Hi, what's your story?
In the early 90s, I actually enlisted and was part of the Army's music program. I was a clarinet player, but we also have to do lots of different things like singing and stuff. And so one year I didn't think that I would, well, I didn't get home for Christmas, and we were entertaining troops during the Iraq wars and Gulf wars. And so anyway, one of the songs that I sang in that was "Merry Christmas, Darling." And I was just amazed at how much that was a healing part of the being away at Christmas time for the troops and for myself as well. It was the first time I was away from home. So
let's go to the phones again. Sharon in Mount Vernon. Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
Hi, what's your story?
Well, it's not a long-term memory. It happened this Saturday. A small group of us from our church in Marion were caroling in front of the Fairway store. We were trying to get donated canned goods and other food for the pantries. And one of the singers was named George. He was probably in his early 60s, and he works in the options program. Well, George loves Christmas music, it was clear, because he knew the words, all the words to dozens of Christmas songs. And as we sang, I noticed a gentleman walk up and listen for a while, and then George said, "He's my supervisor." And then the gentleman came up and handed George a $100 bill and said, "Wow. George, will this help your project?" And George's face lit up, and another of the women took George into the Fairway store, got a big cart, and they filled up that cart with food for the food pantry. George was so excited, and the excitement and the generosity of that man and the joy was just a gift to all of us. And he one of the songs George wanted to sing was Silver Bells. I know you've already done that, so if you want to substitute, another one he enjoyed was White Christmas.
Oh, thanks, Sharon. Yeah. Sharon, thank you so much for your call, and this will probably be our last call of the day. We have to tell the story quickly. Lynn is on the line in Iowa City. Hello, Lynn.
Hey, Lynn.
Oh, hello, Charity. How are you?
Good. What's your story today?
Well, you had me on your show a couple years ago.
Right.
And my survival story and my love story. And the song that you've already played, of course, is I'll Be Home for Christmas, but laying in that hospital in Germany...
Well, and for people who didn't hear your story on Talk of Iowa, you were hit by a train and very nearly killed while you were in Germany, far, far away from home.
Wow.
That's right. And so when we hear the music, the words of I'll Be Home for Christmas, it was just, you know, it was hard because we were like, oh, of course, I'm going to make it now, but my life is forever changed. But I have a better appreciation for many aspects of life because of my survival and all the people that supported me while I was across the ocean.
Well, Lynn, thank you so much. And we are nearly out of time. And Dan, I wish you were home for Christmas right now. But thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, home will always be Iowa. So this is as close as we're going to get. So
yeah.
We love you all. Merry Christmas.
Pianist and composer Dan Knight celebrating one of our favorite holiday traditions today. Thank you so much for being with us, and happy holidays to everyone. This is Talk of Iowa.